Log Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for waking up with me. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock right here on blogtalkradio.com. We're also brought to you in part by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina the Queen of Car Loans, Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled. And, of course, coming up in about 30 minutes, it's Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. On our Sunday morning team, the Sunday morning team is here, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, speaker, author, podcaster. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
And let's just mention a couple of the Sunday morning team that are not here. We know that Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews from Greater Pentecostal, she is taking some time off, and she's had a very busy summer, and we understand she needs to recover from this summer and not just feeling 100% either. So our prayers go out to Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, and of course, our political analyst and home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey. She has also picked up a new schedule and is much busier working. She's actually working on Sundays now. So I can't wait till our reunion when everybody's back. You know, but we do have some at-large members. We've got Craig Burkhart at-large. We've got Bishop Kathy at-large. And then, of course, Minister Randall Smith is here in the studio with me this morning here in Southfield. All right.
Awesome.
We've got some news for you this morning. Let me just read some headlines because we're going to have news and weather coming up in a few minutes. Tropical Storm Henry has crashed into New England. Biden tries not to take the blame for the withdrawal from Afghanistan. R. Kelly, sordid details are emerging. The Florida governor is fighting reality on COVID. He's fighting against mask mandates and vaccination policies. And an update on Reverend Jesse Jackson and Mrs. Jackson in a few minutes. The program is brought to you, as I said, in part by the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. Not only is he a personal injury specialist, he also specializes in guardianships, conservatorships, deceased estates, creation of living wills, power of attorney, and trust. So who's your lawyer? A lawyer? Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. You can reach him at 248-567-9990. My special thanks to Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled, 248-262-7111. And Livinoy's Dental Care, keep your smile bright, 313-340-9709. All right. When we come back, we've got the latest on news and weather after these messages.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection. selection of cars and trucks, so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one. One community, one neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300.
No matter what we do, we owe us.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, Ram Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At Ram Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about it. All right, we are back.
I promise you that
the Michael Van Tool Show on blogtalkradio.com. I'm here with the Sunday morning team, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Minister Randall Smith's in the studio with me this morning, and we are awaiting missionary Hattie Humphrey in a few minutes. In the news this morning, winds are increasing along the southern New England coast and along eastern Long Island this morning as Tropical Storm Henry begins significantly impacting the region. According to CNN, wind gusts of 50 to 50 miles an hour were observed last hour on Block Island in Rhode Island. The hurricane warning for Long Island, the south coast of New England and Block Island has been changed to a tropical storm warning. This is a result of Henry changing from a hurricane to a tropical storm and should not be seen as a significant decrease in the impacts expected. Dangerous storm surge, strong gusty winds, and flooding rainfall are still expected in all of these locations throughout the day. This is the first time a hurricane has hit this populated eastern coast, including New York and Boston area, in about 35 years. Last night, thousands of people were celebrating the return of New York City after COVID at a concert in Central Park, and it was interrupted by severe weather ahead of Hurricane Henry. This wasn't even part of Hurricane Henry. This was just an advanced storm. some of music's biggest names descended on the Great Lawn in New York City's iconic Central Park for the We Love New York City concert. Expected a crowd of 60,000. The concert was meant to be a celebration of New York City's comeback after a challenging 17 months marked by the COVID pandemic. Nearly 3 hours into the concert, the New York City Police Department issued an advisory to all concert attendees in Central Park to evacuate due to approaching severe weather, according to the Twitter page for the New York Police Department. To move in R&B singer R. Kelly's world, associates and girlfriends had to follow what they called Rob's rules. In fact, crossing the metal gates of Kelly's former mansion outside Chicago was like stepping into the Twilight Zone, according to testimony last week in federal court in New York. Kelly's orbit was a strange and uncomfortable place where the singer controlled young girlfriends and members of his inner circle with strict orders that dictated everything they did, testified Anthony Navarro, 36, who worked as a general assistant for the singer. And, of course, some horrible, sordid details have been coming out at the trial in going on right now. Famed civil rights leader Reverend Jesse Jackson, two-time presidential candidate, and his wife Jacqueline have been hospitalized after testing positive for COVID-19, according to a statement Saturday. Jesse Jackson, 79, is vaccinated against the virus and received his first dose in January during a publicized event as he urged others to receive the inoculation as soon as possible. He and his wife, 77 years old, are being treated at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago. In February, Reverend Jesse Jackson underwent successful surgery after being hospitalized for abdominal discomfort. And in 2017, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, a neurological disorder with no cure. All right, that's it for the heavy news. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, let's lighten it up.
So, you know, I have another feel-good story for today.
I know, right on time. Yes.
So for all those people like me who love dogs, have you ever noticed that your dog can give you those puppy dog eyes and you will do whatever they want? It turns out there's been a study. They are an evolutionary trait developed so dogs can better capture our hearts. New research comparing the anatomy and behavior of dogs and wolves suggests dogs' facial anatomy has changed over thousands of years, specifically to allow them to better communicate with humans. In the first detailed analysis comparing the anatomy and behavior of dogs and wolves, researchers found that the facial musculature of both species was similar, except above the eyes. Dogs have a small muscle which allows them to intensely raise their inner eyebrow, which wolves do not. The authors at University of Portsmouth suggest that the inner eyebrow raising movement triggers a nurturing response in humans because it makes the dog's eyes appear larger, more infant-like, and also resembles a movement humans produce when we are sad. The research team led by a comparative psychologist, Dr. Julianne Kaminsky at the University of Portsmouth, included a team of behavioral and anatomical experts in the UK and USA. Dr. Kaminsky said the evidence is compelling that dogs developed a muscle to raise the inner eyebrow after they were domesticated from wolves. We also studied dogs and wolves' behavior, and when exposed to a human for 2 minutes, dogs raise their inner eyebrows more and at higher intensities than wolves. The findings suggest that expressive eyebrows in dogs may be a result of humans' unconscious preferences that influence selection during domestication. When dogs make the movement, it seems to elicit a strong desire in humans to look after them. This will give dogs that move their eyebrows more a selection advantage over others and reinforce the puppy dog eyes trait for future generations. Dr. Kaminsky's previous research show dogs move their eyebrows significantly more when humans were looking at them compared to when they were not looking at them. She said the AU101 movement is significant in the human dog bond because it might elicit a caring response from humans, but also might create the illusion of human-like communication. Lead anatomist Professor Ann Burroughs at Biscayne University in Pittsburgh, co-author of the paper, said, to determine whether this eyebrow movement is a result of evolution, we compared the facial anatomy and behavior of these two species and found the muscle that allows for the eyebrow raise in dogs was in wolves a scant, irregular cluster of what they call fibers. The raised inner eyebrow movement in dogs is driven by a muscle which doesn't consistently exist in their closest living relative, the wolf. This is a striking difference for species separated only 33,000 years ago, and we think that the remarkably fast facial muscular changes can be directly linked to dogs' enhanced social interaction with humans. So when your puppy or your dog is looking at you with those eyes, know that it is something that was selected. It's only been 33,000 years. They have perfected it, and so it is our way or their way of bonding with us.
They are manipulating us.
Yes, they are.
They figured it out. Isn't that something? Oh, my God. Human nature, this world, we are interconnected. You know, this is so deep because the dogs have found a way to get our sympathy and attention. And, you know, for them, it's a matter of survival. And look how close dogs have come to humans now. This is really something. So all that time, they have actually been playing on us and manipulating us to try to get what they want. Wow.
Exactly. And it works every time.
It sure does. I have to tell you, I think little puppies are some of the cutest, and you know that's why I think that's why dogs are like man's best friend. They figured out how to communicate with us just by looking at us. They're smart, I tell you, and we don't know how smart some of these animals are. I honestly think that the chimps and the gorillas and all that are smarter than we think. Dolphins are smarter than we think. We got a lot to learn, I tell you. I think we got a lot to learn.
And most people who have dogs have, you know, they talk to their dogs. Like, there are people I know who actually talk to their dogs, and their dogs actually talk back. I don't mean the way that people do, but if you've ever seen video where a dog will mouth like it's saying, I love you, or no, or I don't want to, especially Huskies and Alaskan Malamutes, they're very vocal. And if you've ever listened to people who own dogs like that, and I have had a Husky, and he was very vocal, and sometimes he would talk back, and I would fuss at him, what are you doing? And he would look at me like, and he would say something, and it was almost like you could hear what he was saying. So I think even in certain dog species, out of the entire collective of dogs, some dogs are able to vocalize even more than what we think.
Yeah, I think what do you think would happen in another 30 years? Well, we already have in sign language with chimps, aren't we? So we are communicating with chimps.
Mm-hmm.
Go
ahead.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
And in another 30,000 years, no telling how dogs will be able to communicate with us. You know, we might be able to start interpreting some of their howling, and they may start howling and barking, and we might begin to understand what they want when they bark. Because
exactly.
They say that children, when infants cry, that that there is a message in the different types of crying. We just haven't figured it out. Yeah, we just haven't figured it out, all the details, but there is a message in their cry. So this is really deep. I like this topic. This is great.
It is. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Let's see. Let me just mention a couple people here before we do weather, and thanks for adding that. The weather is brought to you by Optimal IT Solutions. This is who to call when you need your laptop repaired or desktops and your tablets. I call Optimal IT Solutions. The number is 248-796-2429. I call them because they are affordable. And I'm telling you, you know, prices of, have you seen the prices of laptops lately? Oh, my God, they're skyrocketing.
Oh, crazy.
Because everybody needs one right now, and the prices have gone up. So call Optimal IT Solutions. They'll try to find some for you. They got the hookup. They can find some for you for less. 248-796-2429. Those of you who wonder, what is Michigan Ocean? Somebody asked me that the other day, and I like when people ask me that because there is a story behind Michigan Ocean. And they said, man, I didn't know there was an ocean in Michigan. But I'm sure there was, you know, thousands and maybe a million years ago. But I formed Michigan Ocean back in 2014. First, we started out as Ocean Financial Services, and we made some adjustments, and I wanted to keep my logo because it had a nice ocean and waves and all that, so I just switched it up to Michigan Ocean. But we do radio advertising, social media marketing, also business training and customer service, how to start your business, applying for business loans, and then political and public consulting, public relations. So that's what we do at Michigan Ocean in Southfield. The number is 248-516-8300. And if you would like your company to be a part of the Michael Van Tool Show or Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey, or be in the driver's seat, any of these programs, call Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, 248-516-8300. All right. How's the weather, Kimberly?
So it's going to be another hot and steamy week with scattered showers throughout. So today, the high will be 89 degrees with a low of 69. Scattered afternoon thunderstorms could pop up this afternoon, so be mindful as you're out and about today. Tomorrow, Monday, it'll be partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high of 88 and a low of 69. On Tuesday, it'll be mostly sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 90 and a low of 72. On Wednesday, it will be another chance for scattered thunderstorms throughout the day with a high of 91 and a low of 71. On Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 88, a low of 66. On Friday, partly cloudy again with a high of 83, which will be our coolest day of the week, with a low of 68. And on Saturday, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 88 and a low of 70.
Wow, it sounds like a great week coming up. I'm so happy because we're still in August, and it sounds good.
Yes.
Thanks for the weather report. This is a good morning this morning. Our political analyst and home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey, has just joined the Sunday morning team this morning. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Please forgive me. I had a very long night, had to do some stuff, administrative stuff, and didn't get to bed till after 2 o'clock. And
wow.
Once I fell asleep and I woke up, I'm like, oh, my God, it is 9. It's after 9
o'clock.
No,
I was just telling you.
So
no, I understand.
And it's like, wow.
I understand. I'm just telling Minister Randall Smith is here in the studio with me in Southfield this morning. I was just telling him this morning about how fast. Like Sunday morning, I don't know what it is about Sunday morning, but it could be 6 o'clock 1 minute and 7:30 the next minute. I mean, it just jumps like crazy. And then the next thing you know, it's after 12, you know. And it's nothing worse than missing some stuff on a Sunday, or whether it's church or whether it's the radio programs, because you can't rewind it. You can't make it back up. It's gone. But it feels so good sometimes sleeping in, though, I tell you. On a Sunday.
And then I went into something, I don't know, I took a piece of hair, got in my eyes. I spent like the last 6 minutes trying to figure out what's in my eye. It was itching so bad. It's like, oh, my God. So
you might be just tired.
I think a lot of
just fatigue.
It just needs sleep and fatigue. And so, but it's okay because those are the things we do when we're out here trying to make change. It tires you out, but it's a good tire. It's called a good tire.
And I did mention that when we came on that you are working more now on Sunday. So you didn't have to explain. I already explained it to everybody already. You are busy on Sundays
well,
now.
You.
So I'm just glad you got a chance to call in. Missionary Humphrey's coming up in a few minutes. But, okay, so Henrietta, you have the floor. We'd like to hear from you this morning.
Oh, you know, thank you, Michael. you know, out here again, it's election season, and we're gearing up to for this November election. There are candidates who did make it to the top four, and so we're out here, myself included, you know, still engaging the community about the candidates, getting them on information about different proposals, just pretty much doing the things that I do in the community, engaging, conversating, getting information out to the voters, getting information out to the community, letting people know how important it is to get out and vote in November if you want to see change in your communities and moving forward into the elections for next year. So we're ramping up for that as well.
Great, great. Well, it's good to hear from that. Let's hear from Minister Randall Smith real quick before Missionary Humphrey jumps on the line. Minister Randall Smith is hanging out with me this morning here in the studios. We're live in the studios. And I can't wait till we can all get back to I can't wait. Maybe sometime by the end of next year, we may be able to have a broadcast from the studio here in Southfield again.
Absolutely.
But,
yes.
Minister Randall Smith, what's the good word this morning?
Good morning to you out there in Radio Land. This is yours truly. Now, Pastor Smith of the Fellowship Church on the Rock, as well as the New Love for Christ Outreach Center Church, God in Christ. This has been trying for me as well, but in the midst of it all, somebody said that God is still a miracle worker, and I believe that. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. Now, don't let Sunday be a day of sadness, but let it be a day of rejoicing. So many of our loved ones have gone on to judgment, but we're still here. Somebody need to hear. Hang on in there. I'm saying it to myself as well. Hang on in there. Leandra Johnson made the song, Better Days Are Coming. Doesn't look like it, but I'm sure they are. We have to trust the process. Am I right?
Absolutely. Amen.
Hang in there.
Amen.
Be encouraged.
All right. Thank you, Minister Randall Smith, and congratulations again on your appointment. Looking forward to your installation service the first Sunday. I'm going to definitely be there in the front row to support you. Just keep us up to date. When we come back, we're going to be with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We'll be right back after this message.
And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi. My name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one. One community. One neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300.
No matter what we do, we are one.
This is Community Highlights, an inspirational community affairs program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Sewell. Community Highlights is brought to you by the Law Office of Pascal, Tashman & Walker, and Lead Attorney Cliff Pascal. You can reach him at 248-353-7750. Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community. You can make a tax-deductible contribution today at 313-579-1000. And now a lady who is a mentor to pastors and politicians here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's traveled to the Middle East. She's an icon to the masses. But to you and me, she's a friend you can always count on in the time of need. I call her Detroit Spiritual Ambassador. Good morning, Missionary Hattie Humphrey.
Good morning to the radio audience. Let me send this out to you. The Lord is my light and my fear. The Lord is my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wickedness, even my enemy, my foe, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though a host shall enter against me, my heart shall fear. The walls shall rise against me, and this will I be comfort. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I would seek after, that it may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beautiful of the Lord. 14th verse says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall stand in the hearts of evil days. Good morning to all of you, my friend. How is everybody yourself? It's so good to be with you this morning.
Yes, and good morning, missionary. It was great to have lunch with you earlier this week, and it's good to hear you this morning. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's start off with Kimberly Batchelor Davis, podcaster, author, speaker. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, missionary. It's always great to hear your voice. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
And Henrietta Ivey, political analyst and home care advocate. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to the beautiful missionary Hattie Humphrey. It is always a pleasure to sit in and hear your
God bless you, baby.
Good morning, Sunday morning team, and to all the citizens in Detroit.
Yes, and thank you. And Minister Randall Smith is here with me in the studio this morning here in Southfield, and it's a great morning. You know, we had some difficulties last week because we had the network, Blog Talk Network, wasn't working properly. But it was good to hear the Sunday morning team call in this morning. That let me know everything was going fine because they could hear me and I could hear them. There's a few things that are happening in the news overnight. The first hurricane in 35 years to hit the East Coast, New York City and Boston and New England, is making landfall this morning. They already had some torrential rains last night. They had to cancel in about a couple of hours into the concert. 60,000 people in Central Park. They had to immediately cancel the concert and tell everybody to go home. They've been planning for this concert for weeks.
For years.
And yes, and to celebrate the end of COVID in New York City, and they had to shut it down. Reverend Jesse Jackson, the famed civil rights leader and two-time presidential candidate, and his wife have been hospitalized this morning after testing positive for COVID. Our prayers are out to Reverend Jesse Jackson and his wife, missionary.
You know, Michael, these are terrible times, it seems, but if you that are Christian, that know God, and get back to reading the Bible, I let you know that on this day, the sign of the judgment is all over the world. For those that love God and fear him, trust him, you don't have to worry about nothing. Just trust in God. Because there, 21st chapter of Matthew, there are a lot of things that are happening. But for the saint, for you that trust God, you don't have to worry. Put it all in his hand. And I know some of my staff there, I think they will agree with me, don't you?
Amen. Absolutely, missionary.
Yes, the Sunday morning team agrees. including our Sunday morning team at large member, Greg Burkhart. Good morning, Mr. Burkhart. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to hear from everyone, and especially always good to hear from Missionary Hattie Humphrey.
Greg, what's the word this morning? What can you share with us? Because I know you come prepared, just like Kimberly Batchelor Davis. You come with a prepared text, ready to go.
Well,
let's hear from
it. It sort of came to me last week, because last Sunday was the Feast of the Assumption of Mary, the mother of Jesus. And this was always a very special day for my mother, this was her birthday. So,
yeah.
And Mary was always said to be a humble person who led an ordinary life in an extraordinary way. And we are all ordinary human beings, but if we listen to God and walk with Jesus, we are provided opportunities in big and little ways to do extraordinary things. We need to try to talk to God every day and listen
right.
to the message he has given us. So I just wanted to say that, and God bless us all in this beautiful day, and especially bless our friend, our spiritual mother, Missionary Hattie Humphrey.
Thank
yes.
you so much.
Amen.
Well said. Yes, thank you.
Well said,
Greg. Greg Burkhart, we appreciate you.
God
thank
said.
You so much, and thank you for being a part of our Sunday morning team at large. It's great to hear from you, as always.
I love to hear from you guys, too. It's always an entertaining show.
Yes, thank you. And speaking of that, let's go to Henrietta Ivey. Henrietta, just share some comments with us this morning.
Well, you know, Michael, it's just I'm up this morning. I praise God to be awake this morning. With all that's going on in the world today, and I have to agree 100%, let's say 1,000% with Missionary Hattie Humphrey, that when you are up under God's care, you have no worries. And I just want to encourage the people and the citizens of Detroit. I want to encourage the team. Just stay under God. That's all you need. In times like this, all you need is the Almighty Creator. All you need is God's love and protection. All you need to know is that when everything is going wrong and you got God in your life is right. And your fears are minimal, because as humans, we have some type of fear. It's just part of being a human. But everything on a large scale, it doesn't faze us, because we are
right.
true believers. As long as you're a true believer, and I agree with Missionary, every time she gives a word, it hits me in my heart, like she's just so connected with God, and that's all we need. We just need that connection. And I'm going to use her word, take God everywhere you go, and everything
yes.
will be all right. And that's my message
yes.
for you guys this morning.
Great. Thank you. Thank
Good.
You, Henrietta. And I know God is blessing you. You've gotten your business is up and moving along. And it's hard work, but it's also rewarding, too, and I'm sure. So thank you for that. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, you know, Kimberly, some of you all missed it, but earlier Kimberly was talking about how dogs, puppies especially, have learned to manipulate us as human beings by giving us those puppy dog eyes and stuff, and it's real. It's a real phenomenon. So thanks for sharing that with us, Kimberly. What else you got for us this morning? Can you top that?
I can. So I'm going to give you a scripture this morning. It comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10. Don't fear, because I am with you. Don't be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will surely help you. I will hold you with my righteous strong hand. Henrietta said it. Missionary Hattie Humphrey has said it. Greg Burkhart has said it. Brother Randall Smith has said it. We have to take God with us everywhere we go. And, yes, we've got variants that are popping up. We have crazy things that are happening around the world. There's violence happening, but God is still in control. He still sits
yeah.
on the throne. And if we continue
Amen.
To pray and take him with us everywhere we go, no matter what's going on, this is going to sound funny to some people, I pray over a candy bar. So if you get a candy bar today, make sure you say your prayer. Make sure you say your prayer when you step out the door. And make sure you say a prayer of thanksgiving and rejoice when you return home safely.
You know, missionary, amen. I think that that's what God wanted us to do with a prayer life. He wanted us to pray every step, every move, everywhere we went,
mm-hmm.
everything that we did, mm-hmm. we needed, mm-hmm. we need, he wants us to stop and give thanks and pray about that. Not just pray over your food. You know, some people, mm-hmm. that's all they do mm-hmm. is pray over lunch, mm-hmm. you know,
right.
not even mm-hmm. breakfast or dinner. They just pray over lunch because, right. you know, they're around people during the lunch hour and they want people to see them pray over their lunch. But that's it. But he wants you to pray
right.
before you go into your meeting. He wants you to pray
mm-hmm.
before you go on, get in the car and go on the trip or on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you, look,
mm-hmm.
Minister mm-hmm. Smith up here almost praising God. He actually agrees with me. We sound like we in church in here.
Yeah, that's where we are. Let me hear from him.
Missionary wants to hear from you. But yes, it is something about a prayer life. And when you do it that way, I guess you call it backsliding or slipping. A lot of us keep forgetting that. And Minister Smith, don't point at me like that. But we have to, a prayer life is all around the clock, 24/7. Say something about this, Reverend Smith.
Good morning, Mother dear. Good morning.
Good morning, sweetie.
Good morning, Mother. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just fine. Let me talk. Let me hear from you.
Yes, ma'am. This is the day that the Lord has made, and in fact, now more than ever, we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. And in this prayer time all over the world, if ever, in the words of Mother Hattie Humphrey, we needed to pray, now is that set time.
Amen.
We are. I've been getting calls ever since I accepted the appointment. Tennessee, I've been counseling with people. And my question came up, how can I counsel someone in the midst of what I'm going through? And the word came back from the Heavenly Father, it's not about you.
All right, now, I like that.
If you ask me to do some things for you, do what I called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So let the hands down. And so now, thank God for mothers like you, Mama Humphrey, and I appreciate you. I love you. And I appreciate you being an encouragement. And the whole Sunday morning team, it's only up from here. This is
Amen.
A family unit, and everybody can't be apart. I heard my late dad, Bishop King, say, there are some people that want to join with us, some that want to, some that wish they could, and some just ain't anointed to be a part. So right here, Sunday morning team, it's only up from here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Great.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Minister Randall Smith. And missionary, I haven't said this out publicly, but I did say it to individual members of the Sunday morning team, but our good friend and sponsor, attorney Johnny Hawkins, just loves the Sunday morning team. He says he loves to listen like right now when we're on, and that took me by surprise. I was so happy to hear that. That was one of the best compliments in the world. He said, Mike, make sure and keep that Sunday morning team. And I said, attorney, yes, for sure. We're a family, so I just wanted to let you all know that.
Awesome.
And,
good morning, Johnny Hawkins.
You know what? I like old Johnny Hawkins. That's my son. I really do. I like him. Because you know why? Because he's real. And when you're real, speaking like we are today across this world, you are hitting somebody's soul. There was a time when I was on my radio and I forget what year a man was going to commit suicide, and he didn't do it. This morning's teamwork there are some people listening because they're lonely, sad, and everything. And everybody that's up preaching and talking this morning, some just talk to be talking. But here, we are talking because we love God and we know God, okay?
Yes.
That's my message.
Yes.
Amen.
And so, yes, he listens. He listens to the program. And when you least expect it, and he'll give me a call like Sunday afternoon or Monday, and he'll say, Mike, I was listening yesterday, you know. So, but you know what, missionary, we always knew when you're on the radio, you never know who's listening. We cannot tell. You don't know who's listening.
Right.
The mayor could be listening. You're the bishop at the biggest church in town could be listening to the program. Your neighbor could be listening. My mother surprises me sometimes and tells me, yeah, I heard you. I see you can travel all over the place and you won't come and see me. You know, so she catches me sometimes because I'll get
right
on here and I'll talk about how I did this and all that. And then she'll tell me, well, you haven't been over here in about 2 weeks now.
And Michael, we want to send our love out to Ohio and St. Louis, where they really got to listen to us across the country. But these are people that listen. Some of them don't want their name called, but they're listening.
I miss St. Louis. I used to live in Pine Lawn, right outside St. Louis. My parents used to live. They also used to live on the other side. They lived on both sides of the Mississippi. They were over in Belleville, Illinois. And so, you know, I spent some time in St. Louis. I know all the streets, Natural Bridge, Union Avenue. I know all those places, Pine Grove.
Micah, tell them.
Normandy
tell
High
them,
School. My sister went to Normandy. Yeah, I know all about
tell
it.
Tell them that who your father and mother were.
Oh, well, yeah, I tell you what, I traveled quite a bit because my family traveled. They are Salvation Army officers. And, you know,
right.
Salvation Army officers, honestly, are missionaries. They're
right.
Worldwide missionaries. And they go where you're needed. And we got one missionary on right here with us, and I'm glad that we have Detroit Spiritual Ambassador here too. But that's how we travel. All I did was travel from when I was little. We've lived in places like Panama. We've lived in Bermuda. And, of course, here in the States. So we've been traveling ever since I was born. And, of course, we settled here in Detroit, and I was of age to settle and have my own family here. Never thought, missionary, out of all the places that I've been, and I've been to Hawaii, Mexico, Bermuda, the Caribbean, almost all the islands in the Caribbean, that and Panama, and I did not think that we would end up in Detroit. But it worked out. It worked out okay. I want to.
And I am proud that I am in my 90s. Early 90, but I've traveled all across in Jerusalem, Rome, and all of those with
now,
Dorothy Davis,
like to go.
James.
It's good
to go. We read the Bible, but I'm glad I've gone and seen some part of it. I was baptized by Jesus' world and all of that.
You walked
it's
where
wonderful.
Jesus walked. You walked where Jesus walked.
Yeah.
The Middle East, the Holy Land. Yeah, the Holy Land. You were in the Holy Land. The Holy One was in the Holy Land.
And I want to thank God for, Michael, let's thank God for our staff. God put some beautiful people with us. I am proud of every one of them.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews and Kimberly Batchelor Davis and Henrietta Ivy. And, of course, our at-large team, too, you know, Greg Burkhardt now and Bishop Kathy, all of our at-large members, Minister Randall Smith, you know.
Beautiful.
Oh, missionary, I've got to mention our good friend Judge Karen Fort Hood. Judge Fort Hood worked on our committee for many years. Good friend. Do you know, missionary, Judge Hood and Judge Penny Millender, her girlfriend, one of her best friends, they were a good team.
They was on staff.
Yes, they gave me great advice while they were working with us at the birthday banquets. Yes, as you know, Judge Karen Fort Hood was on the Michigan Appeals Court. She passed recently of illness, and she was also the chair of the Michigan Judicial Tenure Commission. So basically, she was in charge of the commission.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that came up that dealt with the judges, the Michigan judges, Judge Karen Fort Hood handled it. It's an amazing accomplishment, and we're sorry for her loss. She was a good friend to Missionary and Community Highlights, and I got to know them very well, including Judge Penny Millender, who also passed. These are great women in history, and as the years go by, we're going to see how important they were to us. So just
right.
wanted to mention that.
And we want to mention that Reverend Hood, my friend, his brother passed away this week too.
Yes, yes.
Hood. Yeah.
Yes. We are so saddened by the Hood, you know, and mourn with the Hood family. Steve Hood was a political analyst, and he had a TV show. Everybody knew Steve Hood. I even went to one of his political forums once where he was trying to share information on how to run, what to do. He was just that type of person. And the Hood family, of course, we know is a very influential and important family here in Metro Detroit. So we grieve along with the Hood family for Steve Hood, political analyst Steve Hood. Yes. Let me just mention also Attorney Cliff
Franklin
Paschal.
Wright.
Yes, Attorney Cliff Paschal has been with Missionary and Community Highlights for decades now, and we could not be on the radio without Attorney Cliff Paschal. His law firm is hundreds of feet away from here. I can just walk to Paschal, Tashman, and Walker. And it's good to have friends nearby each day. Attorney Cliff Paschal is the lead attorney for a law firm that specializes in workplace injuries, medical and dental malpractice, wrongful death, auto injuries, truck accidents, motorcycle, pedestrians. This is the attorney to call, and he's been a part of the Detroit community for over 40-something years, I think over 50 years now.
Yeah.
So call Attorney Cliff Paschal, 248-353-7750. Also, let's mention Franklin Wright Settlements. We had a great meeting where the other night. We are in the middle of planning our Spirit of Giving. And Kimberly, we're looking at the first week of November, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And this is, of course, our biggest fundraiser of the year, and we're getting close to getting everything finalized. So we had a meeting this past week and for Spirit of Giving. So here's the number for Franklin Wright, and, of course, you know it's one of the leading human service organizations in Michigan, the oldest, over 140 years now that Franklin Wright is providing services for low and moderate income families in Metro Detroit. The number to call is 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000. And Missionary, it's great to meet. You know, we have all these Zoom meetings, we have all these telephone conferences, but it's good when we get a chance to meet face-to-face.
Yes, it is.
Yep. All right.
And we,
go ahead.
And today is a good day. We got to go to different places. We're going to be going there. We're praying for all of those that are sick. And we're just praying for our city. And let's pray for our mayor, the whole town, and God bless everybody this day.
Okay. Yes, and you know, missionary, I haven't been out to church too much this year. Of course, none of us have, but things are starting to open back up. But Minister Randall Smith is trying to make me go to church. I guess he feels that I need to go to church. I don't know. And so we're headed to services this morning.
He's right about that.
He's right? Oh, okay. Well,
I had never stopped because we've been with Reverend Robert Garden. We never stopped going. This
yeah.
I've never stopped.
Oh, some places,
but you gotta have faith. If you ain't got no
yeah.
faith, you better keep it up at home.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Yep. But my church closed down. You know, a lot of churches went to Zoom and all this kind of stuff. And
yeah.
So, but some kept their doors open. But you do have to have faith. That's for sure. But
right. But
you know, you don't have to be perfect to go to church. You know, from what
oh,
I know,
that's why you go.
The church was made for sinners, right? That's what I
right.
heard. Because you can't get any better if you don't go. So
that's right.
That's what I hear. All right. Well, let's wrap things up. We just got about 5 minutes left. Missionary, you have some parting words for us today to share with us to help us in our daily walk.
Yes, I do. And the parting word for today is I want to send out to everybody, all you have to do is take the Lord God with you. To God only wise and glory, through Jesus Christ our Savior, be with you all until we meet again. All right.
Thank you, missionary. It's a good day today. Kimberly, what's the temperature again today and this week?
Today it's going to be a high of 89 with scattered
89.
Showers possibly throughout.
Oh, wow.
89. It's going to be hot and steamy 89. And humid. So there may be scattered showers this afternoon. So just keep your eyes peeled for your outside activities. And tomorrow it's going to be partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high of 88. So it's going to be hot this week. Pack your umbrellas, enjoy, and have an amazing week.
And let's say, you know, we miss you, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. We're looking forward to
yes.
you recovering and coming back. And I know it's been a busy summer for you, but we're here, and we can't wait till the Sunday morning team is back at 100%. Anything special coming up for you, Henrietta?
So, September the 11th, I will be putting on the first annual Home Caregivers Appreciation Day. This will be given right here at O'Hara Park, the park where James Tate did the ribbon cutting with the mayor. A week or so back, Michael, we happened to walk up on it and see it.
Did we ever talk
so
about
I, that?
We never
didn't.
Yes, we just happened to see a group. Well, all these cars lined up on the street got our attention. So we pulled over, and it happened to be a ribbon cutting with Councilman James Tate and Mayor Mike Duggan and the community committee for the O'Hare Park. And even John
yes.
O'Hare was there, the former prosecutor and judge.
Yes.
He was there. So
yes.
we jumped out the car and went over and started greeting everybody. And I was just surprised they treated us like we were, like, really important, didn't they, Henrietta?
It was a very welcoming situation. And it was one of those things I was like, this is what community has to see when
yeah.
they talk about leadership not working. And I know for
yeah.
myself that James Tate is my councilman, and I know he worked hard for District 1. I know
and
there are a lot of
he did a lot to be responsible for that park, too, didn't he? He
yeah.
was really the
yeah.
the go-to
yeah.
person.
He's the go-to
yeah.
person. So now I'm doing the Caregivers Appreciation Day there, September the 11th. I moved it from yesterday because it was still – there's still – caregivers wanting to get in on the award ceremony. James Tate will be in present. I'm still looking for responses back from other leaderships. So, yeah, that's what's coming up for me in September the 11th. And just to say, you know, IPS LLC is up and running. I am serving clients in private home care settings, and I'm proud to say I have an amazing home care team. These women are absolutely phenomenal. I want to shout them out.
And I thank the families for trusting me and my team for giving them the service that they need for their loved ones.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And I didn't even know Fox 2 was filming because people started calling me later that day and say, hey, Mike, were you on Fox 2? I didn't even know. I didn't know Fox 2 was there. But you know, oh, and then, yes, four people called me and said, Mike.
Henrietta, I think we lost sound.
I think we must have lost them. Because I'm sitting like, okay, did my phone go out? And I heard the little flickering, like the phone was moving around or something. And I'm like, I'm looking at my phone like, okay, I still see minutes moving. But okay.
Right.
Text Michael, like, we lost you, Mike. We're not on air anymore.
I know. I just sent him a text. But it's great
okay.
to hear from you. I hope you have an amazing week, hon.
Thank you. You too, Kimberly. And thank you for this weather. So now I know how to prepare for it because I sure didn't look at it this morning. I just got up and, like I said, I was in a good sleep and I woke up and it was like, oh, my God, it's 9:10. Let me get up. And then I went in the bathroom. And like I said, so I felt like something was in my eye. It was just itching. So I'm flushing it with water. And then I said, let me get on air, Lord. And,
and
I'm glad I'm able
great.
To catch yes. Well,
yes.
You have a great Sunday,
yes.
City, and I will see you next Sunday.
All righty. Have a good one.
All right, darling. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.